There are so many stories of pastimes that took place at the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. There was wonderful kirtans here. Sometimes, often, Sarvabhauma would invite Mahaprabhu here for prasad. And he would make so many wonderful preparations. One time Mahaprabhu saw there were hundreds of preparations, opulent, wonderful, big piles, mountains of prasad with ghee and all sorts of opulent ingredients. Jagannath's prasad. Sometimes he would cook himself. One time Sarvabhauma invited Mahaprabhu here, and he invited him in the morning, and he came at noon, and there was so much cooked, Mahaprabhu said, it would take 10 Brahmins 10 days to cook this much prasad. And you and your wife cooked it all within a few hours? How is this possible? And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied, my dear Lord, it was cooked by he who it is meant to be eaten by. I only collected the ingredients. Krishna is the doer of all activities. No devotee will ever accept credit for any activity he does, but gives all credit to the Lord and offers all to the Lord. Mahaprabhu said, I'm so happy that your Thakurji, Krishna, is eating so nicely. Now you just give me some little boiled vegetable and let me have that, some rice. He said, no, this is all meant for you. You just try everything. Today you try everything that the Lord has eaten. So in this way, Mahaprabhu would regularly come to this house to accept Sarvabhauma's prasad. One time the son-in-law, Amoga, he was a very critical person. He loved to criticize others. Sarvabhauma knew that this person is so envious that he'll spoil the whole prasad of Mahaprabhu if he starts criticizing him. So Sarvabhauma was standing with a stick to keep his son-in-law away while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was eating prasad. And as Lord Chaitanya would start eating from each of his little clay cups in his bowls, as soon as anything was half empty, Sarvabhauma would fill it up again. This is the way he would serve. And he would keep asking Mahaprabhu, eat more, 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 please take more, more, more. And Mahaprabhu, only to satisfy Sarvabhauma's desires, was eating so much nice prasad. At one time, Sarvabhauma went to get more. And just at that moment of unawareness, Amoga ran into the room and he started criticizing Lord Chaitanya. What type of nonsense sannyasi are you, eating all these rich, opulent preparations of Mahaprasad? You should be ashamed of yourself. Haribo.
Haribo.
At that time, Sarvabhauma saw his son and his son-in-law and took a stick and went to attack him to beat him. And Amoga, he ran out of the store for his life. And Sarvabhauma was running after him. But he couldn't catch him. So he came back and he bowed. And meanwhile, while Sarvabhauma was running after Amoga, the wife of Sarvabhauma in the kitchen was beating on her chest, saying, may my daughter become a widow. Meant, why should this person even live after the offense he has made? So the wife and Sarvabhauma both fell at Mahaprabhu's feet, weeping, we are so sorry. We invited you to our house only to be insulted and offended. And Mahaprabhu, he said, no problem. Just give me more prasad, I'll be happy. So they became very happy that he would take more prasad. Anyways, shortly after this, Amoga contracted cholera, and he was on his deathbed. And Sarvabhauma, somehow or other, he didn't mind. But Mahaprabhu, when he heard this news, he told Sarvabhauma, take me to Amoga's place. So he took him to Amoga, and Mahaprabhu put his hand over the chest, over the heart of Amoga. And he said, you are You are a Brahmin. You are the associate of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, pure devotee. How is it? A Brahmin's heart is meant to be the abode of Krishna. How is it that this envy has contaminated your heart? Give up this envy, rise and chant the holy names. At that time, Amoga was completely cured of his cholera, his heart was completely purified, and he rose and began to dance, chanting the holy name. And weeping, he began to chant and dance. Amoga began with his own hands slapping his own face. Mahaprabhu was saying, why are you doing like this? He said, because this mouth of mine has offended you in so many ways, although you are so merciful, you have given me love of God. And Mahaprabhu told him, because you are a dear associate of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, anyone who is intimately close, even as a relative to my devotees, I will give them my special mercy. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Although he was such an offensive person, because he was naturally dear to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Please understand, when Sarvabhauma and his wife were speaking ill about Amoga, they were not doing it out of hatred, but out of love for him, because they knew that for him to go on living in this offensive way, he was ruining his own spiritual life. They naturally loved him. So Lord Gauranga, to reciprocate with the love of Sarvabhauma, he gave pure love of God to Amoga.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.